And then we'll serve his voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Good morning from Indonesia. And most of Indonesians now are back on track to their, well, whatever activities after a long, good weekend. And we from the voice of Indonesia will be in here with you with lots more from Indonesia on VOIN.id and application RRI Digital. By the way, hello, I'm Steve. We'll be in here with you. And buckle up, because in a moment, we will begin with the newsline. So stay tuned with us on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener hears Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto emphasized that Indonesia's young golden generation must lead the effort to uphold the spirit of Pancasila, or the five principles of Indonesia, not merely by memorizing it, but by embodying its values through their actions and character. This statement was given by the president on his official Instagram account of the president at President Republic Indonesia on Sunday in commemoration of the Pancasila Day, celebrated annually every June the 1st. And quoted from AntaraNews.com, Prabowo also urged all elements of the nations, particularly the younger generation, to demonstrate Pancasila values through concrete actions, reinforcing its role as the ideological foundation for Indonesia's future. The Presidential Communications Office, or PCO, of Indonesia visited Australia to bolster bilateral cooperation and learn best practices in government public relations, digital policy, and efforts to countering disinformation. PCO's Deputy for Dissemination and Media Information, Nodi Valdrino, in a written statement on Sunday, said that the visit aligns with Indonesian government's Asta Cita missions and supports Australia's Southeast Asia Economic Strategy to 2040. And during the nearly week-long trip, as reported by AntaraNews.com, the Indonesian delegation held discussions with academics and policy experts from various institutions. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bukanlah yang baru. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia listener, today I'll discuss a song by Katon Bagaskara, Ignatius Bagaskoro Katon, better known as Katon Bagaskara, is an actor, composer, songwriter, and singer. He is widely recognized as the lead vocalist of the music group Club Project. However, in 1993, he also released a solo album titled Katon Bagaskara. One of the standout tracks from the album is Negeri Di Awan, a song he created and produced with his older brother, Andre Manika. Negeri Di Awan conveyed the meaning of a loving relationship that adds true color to life. The song also portrays the beauty of the highland in Dieng, Central Java, often referred to as the land above the clouds. Listener, here is Katon Bagaskara with Negeri Di Awan. Happy listen.
Bye.
Katon Bagaskara with Negeri Diawan. that kind of utopia everybody must be wishing that to really happen. And the thing is, listener, we can make it happen if we want to do it together. We cannot just, well, put the responsibility to one person or another and we just sit down laid back wishing that the good things will happen. And the thing is that everything can be good or can be bad. Some things are inherently bad and we have to admit it, but for some smaller things that can ruin our feelings, our even our day, it depended on ourselves. So I'd like to help you if you happen to be across Indonesia, in Indonesia, I would like to help you to have a better mood today by checking what's the weather today. Probably some of you were thinking like, what is the relationship, correlation between the weather and your mood? Well, some people like the sunny day, some people like the rainy day, but everybody do not like to be messy, right? So you gotta be prepared for what is coming today. And here is the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency for the 2nd of June 2025 in Indonesia. So I'd like to make a little bit summary. It seems that so many places in Indonesia starting to leave the rainy days, aka becoming the cloudy ones. So today, lots of places in Indonesia will be sunny and yet a little bit cloudy. For example, in Banda Aceh, in Medan, in Serang, Bengkulu, Yogyakarta, Central Jakarta, Jambi, Semarang, Surabaya, Banjarbaru, Palangkaraya, and also in Pangkal Pinang. And then it's also a rather cloudy day in Palembang, Padang, Pekanbaru, Mataram, Kupang, and then also in Kediri. And yet some people in Indonesia still needs their umbrella, especially if you are going to have activities this morning in Denpasar. And at other places, there are also chances for rain today in Gorontalo, in Bandung, in Pangkal Pinang, and then in Jayapura, Jayawijaya, Nabire, Sorong, and also Ambon plus Ternate, and it also seems to be raining in Palu, Mamuju, and Makassar. And it seems to be not only simply raining with light intensity, but it's rather intense intensity. Can I use that wording? Yeah, it's gonna be raining hard in Samarinda, Tanjung Selor, Manado, Manokwari, and also Merauke. So I wish you to be well prepared, and if the weather is not, well, seem to be possible for you to do any activities or even seem safe enough for you. So just please, well, do some mitigation, like avoid going out altogether, or maybe you got to prepare for the upcoming possible landslide or even the flood, because these things can really happen. And what we can really do is to prepare ourselves, not for the worst, but to be the best of ourselves so that we can be safe. And listener, that's the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. Coming up next one is Mocha featuring Bob Tutupoli with Swing It Bob.
Dear, what can I do for you?
Will you go and swing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow and you will glow.
Just like the moonbeam up in the sky tonight. Never mind troubles that may have come.
Just go along with the tunes the band are playing.
But let's go and dance. Let's do a tango or a mambo jumbo, I don't care.
Hello dear, what can I do for you?
will you go and swing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow and you will glow.
Just like the moonbeam up in the sky tonight. Do the cha-cha-cha. Prefer to go swinging.
Hello dear, what can I do for you? Will you go and swing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow. Just like the moonbeam up in the sky tonight.
So if you happened in LA yesterday on Sunday, you might be stumbling upon the Hand in the Cloud Music Festival, in which a lot of musicians from 88 Risings are coming there. And the headline of this event for all Indonesian is the new girl band called Nona, consisting of Indonesian singers Baila Fauri, Christy Cardona, Saja Adesha, and Esther Gabaldin. And they said to be one of the main highlights for the Head in the Clouds, and for 24 minutes they performed three main singles, namely Superstitious, Falling in Love, and Shoot, as well as two new songs that is yet to be released official. And some they're appearing with a tropical vibe in their Korean costumes with the songs that they bring it, and they is said to be having a very good vocal performance and also nice choreography, making everything is so very, very perfect for their debut performance on the stage. So, well, it's a nice kickoff for Nona for their professional debut on the stage. And for everybody who is yet to know about Nona, you miss a good thing. So to make sure that you will not be missing it, here is Nona with Shoot. And after this, you'll be listening to a story about Titi Puspa.
I'm busy dancing, baby, why you keep on standing in my light? Stop, you don't wanna get no closer, cause I touch like midnight in July. I've seen it before, and I keep a score. Got you right where I want ya.
How you like that, baby?
Ooh, but way too busy playing yourself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming, but I'm coming.
Straight for the
second touch.
Before, and I keep a score. I got you right where I want you.
How you like that, baby?
You was way too busy playing yourself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming, but I'm coming.
Ku bersimpuh di sisi jasad membeku, doa tulus dan air mata. Segala dosaku pohonkan ampunannya, seakan terjawab dan kau terima. Nah itu, kapan lagi kita kan bercanda. Pulang sampai di rumah tuh, blegar, beng selamat meninggal. Itu kayaknya tuh, wah. Dunia itu pecah, gak karuan gitu. Wah, aku terus nangis, terus nanya kemana-mana, gak ada yang tahu, gak ada yang tahu di mana. Gak taunya malam-malam baru ompingnya dipindah ke rumah istrinya.
Arriving at home, I heard that Bing Slamet passed away. It's like the world broke and it's crazy. I cried and cried, so I asked somewhere. Nobody knew. Suddenly at night, Bing Slamet was moved to his wife's house located at Jalan Arimbi. Then yes, I've prayed. Surprisingly, I couldn't leave because of the nature. I had to pray for Bing Slamet. Then I prayed and prayed under his foot. I said, God, forgive all his sins. God, accept him by your side. Give mercy on him. He was a good man. Oh my God. My ears were directed to a place with a long funnel. There was a voice. He did not make any sin because he had a lot of good deeds. I cried. I wore a scarf. I covered my mouth with the scarf. I went into the bathroom. I said, he did not make any sin. He had a lot of charity. It's crazy. I kept crying. That's why I asked the God's forgiveness for him. On board, I made something. Sitting next to me was Mus Mualim. It was here at my head. Something sounded. The song sounded. I grabbed a pen at him. Then there was a disposal bag. It was a dirty vomit bag, wasn't it? In the past, if we flew, we did vomiting. It was a pity. I took the disposal bag and wrote there. It was already the same song and lyrics. Then we got off from the plane. Emilia, Auntie Tik, and Mus. Uncle Mus was so mean. Why? Yes. It was Auntie Tik kept crying like that. So come here. Come here. I had to tell you. I took him to the restroom. Yes. Listen well. I was writing this. We would like to sing at noon. It was sunny and bright day. Auntie Titik Krapt.
Jadi yang dengar pertama.
So first one to hear it was Emilia Contessa.
Titik Puspa, a living legend singer of Indonesia, thus idealized the late Bing Slamet. The death of Bing Slamet made her so sad. Being so mourning, Titik Puspa created a song called Bing. For her, Bing Slamet was indeed everything. Without Bing, Titik Puspa, who used to be very shy, would never set her foot to Jakarta as the capital city of Indonesia.
Karena tahun 54 itu saya kan menang dari Semarang. Jadi bintang radio Semarang. Sampai di Jakarta tuh saya bukan mau nyanyi atau lomba nyanyi. Di sana saya itu di sini.
I was there in the year of 1954. I was the winner of Semarang, becoming a radio star of Semarang. Until arriving in Jakarta, I did not want to sing nor join a contest. Here in my head at the time, I had to meet Bing Slamet. Because he was my idol. Yes, after joining exercise, I made a song that would be presented at the semifinals. I've run to final goal Bing. I fell and fell in front of RRI. It was still Ikada Stadium. Next to it, it stood Sports Center. There, we made the song. If I were a radio star of RRI, I would meet him at the midfield until I fell. How excited I was at that time. Then the next day, it was the semifinal. I took his writing. Suddenly, I had already got the signature of Bing Slamet. I brought it until I slept. I said that right here, there was Titik Puspa. I've twice, finally, the third time, I was pushed by my fellows. You were called. I continued to stand up. It was you. I was in front of the mic. I asked, what's going on anyway? The committees of Semarang were so crazy. They were a little angry. I didn't understand. I actually laughed and laughed. It was going on. Ting, tong. Then I've already entered right away. I said in my heart, should I cry or not? Oh yes, I shouldn't cry and cry.
Although not a major champion in the selection of RRI radio star in 1954, Titik Puspa as a singer who was born in November the 1st, 1937, began to realize her vocation as a singer.
Mau pemberian hadiah, tahu-tahu itu.
Until in the final, I wasn't so sad. There was not anything wrong. To be presenting the gift, Titik Puspa had to sing. Oh, how come? I was already defeated by number one. How could I really sing? It's wrong, wasn't it? It's insulting, yes? RRI and Mr. Iskandar requested for you to sing. Who the hell it was? It was the conductor. Whom I forget his name, from Sumatra. Okay. If I remember it, I had to sing. I'd often join exercise. The song was created by Chandra Buana. They were already singing all. Then I joined as well. As soon as I finished singing, the crowded applause was heard so long. Before, they just felt common. Yes, it was normal. So, I was so admired. I said, I should be singer. Like what? What I had to sing. Oh, it was up to the God, I told so. From there, I thought, I've said myself that I should be asked by the God to sing.
For Titik Puspa, having a singing talent is a tremendous gift from the God. She did not expect to obtain such grace, because since childhood, she was known frail and sickly. Because of being often sickly, she never felt disappointed and upset with the Creator. Even, she used to try to commit suicide.
Mana sang maha pengasih maha penyayang gitu kan? Yang disayangi siapa? Saya dari dulu selalu sakit tuh, duar. Halilintar itu, ora wedi paten nono. Aku kan bahas orang Jawa. Udah pokoknya sekarang saya mau bunuh diri, duar, paten nono. Jadi itu tuh betul-betul saya dengan apa namanya itu apa halilintar dan gelegar geluduk tuh apa ya?
Where about the merciful and the gracious ones? Whoever was loved. I used to be sick, like the thunder sounded There. I wasn't afraid to die. I'm a Japanese woman. Anyway, now I wanted to commit suicide. There, let me die. It was really what's the name? It was lightning and thunder, so I challenged it. Finally, I said that, anyway, I wanted to commit suicide. I ran to home, wanted to go to school and to my village around 5 or 6 kilometers. I was wet because of the rain. I ran until my village. I was at the back of the house with a garden and an orchid. There was peace fruit and there was a guava tree. Anyway, I took my many fruits of all the trees. Even I took the gummy ones as well. Babal. You know Babal? Don't you? It was young jackfruit with a lot of gum. It's white and white. Oh my God. My mom always grew pepper. This was a handful of red pepper, so I put them into the mortar. You know the mortar? It's container to pound paddy, and not the long one. I've put it in the pepper and some salt. One pan was full. Then I ate. Whew. It was like a fire. So spicy. I ate a lot until dying. I kept eating and eating. Afterwards, I lost control.
After being fainted, Titik Puspa was conscious of the change in herself. She was no longer weak. She was well, smart, and everyone was pleased with her. She also thanked the merciful to change herself. Ever since, Titik was committed to singing for the God. This was an initial momentum on which Titik Puspa started singing.
Terus besoknya bangun itu cueng. Itu kayak bangun itu kayak cuap.
The next day I woke up, it was like being $6 million man, you know, in the morning. What I did was washing dirty plates, sweeping around and bathing my younger sisters and brothers. Everything I did was like washing and washing. It was like the job of making films, you know. Everything was quickened. I went to school on foot and it was a heart struggling. After arriving at the school, I was able to answer all the questions asked by my teacher. I was able. All of my schoolmates clap hands. That was boosting. You know, boosting. 7 times. 7 is okay. Everything was not. Then everybody was laughing and laughing. Oh my God, wait a moment. I thought so. I ran from the school. I climbed some trees in the garden. Oh my God, I was smart. I failed to die. I wasn't sick. And every student loved me at school. Even I was asked to sing and I was applauded. Everything that I was asked to do was that I could do. Though the God was angry with me, okay, if the God was angry, I apologize. Now, I started singing for God.
The voice of Titik Puspa imitating the sound of a train into a beautiful song rhythm. When sitting in the 5th grade of elementary school in Magelang, Titik Puspa got accustomed to going to school by train. During this trip on the train, she was listening to beautiful music that actually was the sound of the train. Surprisingly, it was only she could hear the musical strains.
Jadi setiap pulang satu tahun saya nyanyiin Gusdala, satu tahun aku dinyanyiin kereta api.
So each time I arrived home for one year, I sang, oh my God, 1 year I sang on the train. Because I was at the 5th grade of elementary school in Magelang, I had to board. Well, it was so. For me, it might be the start that I had to learn sound, yes. I heard an imitated sound. I made it as a guidance. Anyway, oh my God, wanted me to do so. In order, I heard music.
That was Titik Puspa in the eyes of other artists. She is known as a senior who is not arrogant and wants to lead the junior. Then, how was Titik Puspa in the eyes of her daughter, Patty?
Kalau sebagai anak, mungkin tidak semua anak tahan ya, karena edukasi yang dilakukan oleh ibu saya yang kebetulan Titi Puspa itu tidak berhenti sampai detik ini pun.
If as a daughter, probably all children could hope so because the education made by my mother, who happens to be Titi Puspa, does not stop until this moment. For us, a mother is above all everything. It means that we can be damned if we are opposite or rough with her. With the philosophy, our life is thankfully peaceful. We have a basic ethic of being part of the community and family. Then we don't feel frustrating easily. We can accept what our life is. We can move forward. We can remain on the right ethics and so forth. But it must be strong enough because we keep making self-correction. Even until I will be a grandmother and have grandchildren, I keep making self-correction.
Bila ku ingat masa kecilku, hangat tubuhmu memeluk tidurku, senyumanmu terlukis di dalam mimpi-mimpiku. Tak kuragu cintamu menjagaku.
Titi Puspa is well known not only as a singer but also as a remarkable songwriter. Many of her songs have become top hits so far. The creation process of her songs was made by herself, starting from not to lyrics.
Suamiku lihat aku nulis tapi dia enggak pernah bisa baca tulisanku.
My husband saw me write a song, but he was unable to read my writing because my notes are in lines such as mi do si si la la mi do la sol fa fa mi re mi re mi sol fa. There's no bar. It was trial or anything. Only I knew. So I got it. And I sang, and finally he knew as well. Then he could make the music. So if I make a song, people think Muswali makes it. He was never able to read my writing.
In her career, Titi Puspa often underwent hard time. The most severe period she experienced was when she was claimed to suffer from cancer.
Karena waktu saya sakit kan, kena kanker. Karena kan umur 73 mau ke 74 ya. Orang udah umur segitu kan kena kanker kan susah diperbaiki, diobatin ya. Tapi saya dikasih hidup lagi, kasih sehat.
When I suffered a serious illness, oh my God, I wasn't wrong.
Aku baru tahu
I just knew how painful of suffering from a cancer was. I got to cry and cry. Oh, this, my body was so painful. I didn't know which part in my body was so painful. My whole body suffered from my toes to my head. That was all painful. The pain was 100 folds. Like a pregnant woman who delivers a baby. Oh my God, I couldn't stand suffering from the pain. I had no strength. I said, if the God wants me to die, please let me die. I wasn't wrong anymore. But if the gods want me to live in the world, please help and give me clues. But while I was crying, I was in Singapore.
But the merciful God showed his power to Titi Puspa. After being hospitalized for 13 days, she was declared to be recovered from cancer. Upon her recovery, she felt indebted to the God and was entrusted with a task by entertaining Indonesian children.
Gitu, nah di situ saya merasa punya utang sama Gusti Allah, sama Tuhan. Makanya saya mesti apa Tuhan, tunjukkan saya kepengen punya lagu buat anak-anak.
Well, ya, udah, there I felt being indebted to the God. So, what I had to do, my God, show me clues. I wanted to have some songs for children. Yes, finally I met Madam Ajin from Musica Studio. Well, I made A-A-O-A-O. Then it has been made, just waiting to launch it. So there were some titles of the song such as Aku Bangga Jadi Anak Indonesia, which means I'm proud to be Indonesian. Kau dan Aku Indonesia, which means you and I are Indonesian. Cintailah Cinta, which means love the love. Lagu Buat Bunda, which means song for mother. Honohini, which means here and there. In addition, there were other medley songs, Menabung and Gang Kelinci, meaning Savings and Rabbit Alley and Halo Halo. Then I added some songs, Pujaanku, which means my idol, Kekasihku itu Bapak Ismail Marzuki, which means my beloved father Ismail Marzuki, Indonesia Tanah Air Beta, my homeland Indonesia, and Indonesia Pusaka, which means Indonesian heritage. So I had a lot of tasks from the God for Indonesian children. This was what made me revived. I was like a newborn baby, like a newborn baby. I met with the children, so I cheered up again. I was like to have a new spirit, you know, to have a new world.
Now, her age is not young anymore. Titik Puspa presents a special gift for Indonesian children. She creates a special song for the children to fulfill her promise to the Creator.
The rest of my life, sisa hidup saya, insya Allah saya akan persembahkan kepada anak-anak Indonesia sebagai cicilan utang saya kepada Tuhan, kepada
Now with the rest of my life, the rest of my life, God's willingness, I will dedicate my life to Indonesian children as an installment of my debt to the God, to my country, and to my people. I'm now 78 years old. I can still breathe fresh life somewhere in a beautiful place, and I'm closer with the visible sky. The sky looks visible. Oh my God. I kiss, love, and pray for my people to be always aware with their behavior and capacity. The God will embrace my people with healthy, safe, smooth, and successful way. Boost my country, my leaders, and my people. I thank a lot to all Indonesian heroes in all fields. I love all of you. God bless you. Independent.
jaga senyummu.
Indonesia.
Sepenuh rasa aku menginginkanmu. Aku di sini untuk memilikimu. Katakan bila itu bukan maumu. Kini tak dapat berpindah ke hati yang lain. Getaran jiwa mengungkapkan maksudnya. Aku di sini merasakan indahnya. Katakan bila engkau bukan untukku. Karena ku kini tak dapat berpindah ke hati yang lain.
I know you're the one for me. Lady, you're the one I need.
Keeps me going on and on to love you. I give my soul for you to love to.
Lady, I know you're the one for me. I know you're the one I need.
Keeps me going on and on to love you. I give my soul for you to love to.
Getaran itu, meskipun ku mengerti engkau di situ masih meragu. Untuk kau buka semua ruang untukku. Namun ku akan setia menanti hingga kau yakini.